Our focus has been on the humor of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yesterday we spoke about how not only was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself humorous, but he allowed other people to be humorous within his presence. He did not just rebuke them. We discussed the story of Nu'aiman, who was prompted to slaughter the camel, and how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam paid for the camel because he understood the nature and the temperament of Nu'aiman. So today we talk about the etiquette of humor. See, Islam is not austere or grey. We discussed this word austere in the last hour and its meaning. Islam is not rigid and difficult and boring, you know, for the want of a better description. It appeals directly to our senses and to our human nature. And it helps us to find a balance between when to be serious and when to lighten up. And as Muslims, we are also commanded never to hurt or to harm anyone in our quest to have fun and to have a good time. But Islam wants its followers to have lightheartedness and a sense of humor, which makes a person good-natured and likable and will enable him to win people's hearts. Now, engaging in lighthearted humor revives the soul and brings comfort and relaxation to it. It is also, I mean, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we have been discussing, a lighthearted wit was the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you would find it in the practice of the pious predecessors. However, there are certain etiquette and certain things we need to keep in mind. Number one, pranks. Pranks is not part of humor, where you scare people. We might find it amusing. Everybody's cackling and laughing and having a good time. But the person who's on the receiving end is not all that amused. Even if it's for a few seconds, but you've traumatized them. We grew up, you know, with that fake rubber snakes and jumping out from a corner and screaming in a dark room and that kind of thing. It seems funny, but it's inconvenience to others. It's harm and hurt to others. For that few moments, they're experiencing a lot of difficulty. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, لا يحل لمسلم أن يروع مسلما. It is not lawful for a Muslim to frighten another Muslim. Narration of Abu Dawood. The second thing, perhaps even more common, which is not part of humor, although we may think of it to be part of humor, is backbiting. You know, sometimes whilst being humorous, we don't realize that we are backbiting. A joke is considered backbiting when we joke about a person in his absence. In a way that he won't like it, because backbiting is exactly that, even if it's true. Sometimes we talk about old memories and embarrassing incidents from the past, and we bring it up and we laugh, but that person is not there, and that person would feel bad. And even if the person is there, humor is not meant to embarrass a person. It's not meant to ridicule a person. It's not meant to make a fool of a person. We should keep this in mind. It's wrong. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's humor did not involve scaring people or backbiting. All the discussions are up on the website and on the daily newsletter as well.